Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Merle Combs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Campos. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Grasso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spekshay. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Spekshay. And now, play ball. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simpson. The throw from Grasso and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Campos moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Combs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Speck Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground for an out. Grasso moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wood. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Feller goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Simpson scores. Avila moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Dale Mitchell. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Indians. Don Johnson now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Reiser now playing left field. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos is 0-for-1 in the game. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-0 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. One out. It's 6-1, Indians. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grasso takes first base on ball 4. Earl Rapp pinch hits for Don Johnson. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. Grasso moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grasso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reiser takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campos. Easter reaches second base with a double. Reiser goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos is 0-for-2 in the game. Campos hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Combs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. Hegan moves to third. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to home to get Hegan. Simpson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Feller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Haynes covering, for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grasso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos is 0-for-3 in the game. Campos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Feller is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reiser. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Runnels scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wood scores. 2 outs. It's 7-4, Indians. Mickey Grasso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grasso is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Grasso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Hoderlin pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Mel Hoderlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoderlin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 4 in the game. Doby strikes out. 1 out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Reiser hits a line drive towards first. Vernon catches it and steps on first to double up Majeski. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Campos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campos is 0 for 4 in the game. Campos hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Reiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.